Support for this show comes from Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from space exploration and green energy to delivering pizzas and podcasts. Whether you're a team of two, 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to help keep you connected and moving together as one.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Rapidly rising diabetes cases.
Every year will be worse than the previous year.
President Biden 1 year after Supreme Court abortion ruling.
The court got Roe right 50 years ago.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. As the U.S. Coast Guard investigates what went wrong with the submersible expedition to the Titanic, which they say imploded, killing all five on board, more questions arise about the vessel's safety. The latest from CBS's Roxana Saberi.
There are growing questions tonight that safety concerns were ignored by OceanGate CEO Stockton Rush, who was piloting the Titan and is among those killed. Here he is brushing off warnings in 2021.
I mean the carbon fiber and titanium. There's a rule you don't do that. Well, I did. It's picking the rules that you break that are the ones that will add value to others and add value to society.
Deep sea expert Rob McCallum says Rush also dismissed his safety concerns.
He took it as a personal insult, a personal threat. No one should ever take safety as a personal threat.
New research says there could be a sharp increase in the number of people with diabetes worldwide by 2050. CBS's Christopher Cruz.
The global study underway since 1990 finds that every country in the world could record increases in diabetes cases in the next 30 years. Study co-author and lead research scientist Kenyon Liana Ong at the Institute of Health Metrics and Evaluation at the University of Washington.
2021 is the worst we've seen since 1990, but what we're projecting is that every year till 2050, which is what our estimates go out to, will be worse than the previous year.
Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
President Biden appears at a rally 1 year after the Supreme Court Dobbs decision that has allowed states to impose new abortion restrictions.
At a D.C. political rally, the president received the endorsement of three abortion rights groups. He said the Supreme Court's conservative majority has dared women to make their voices heard.
This is the majority vote.
Women are not without electoral or political power. You ain't seen nothing yet, Court.
A new CBS News poll shows most Americans favor abortion rights, with 63% opposing a nationwide abortion ban. That same poll shows more than half of all Democrats believe their party isn't doing enough to protect abortion rights. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, The White House.
2024 Republican presidential hopeful Mike Pence on abortion at an evangelical conference.
We will stand every day without apology for the unalienable right to life.
On Wall Street today, stocks fell. The Dow closed down 219 points. The Nasdaq fell 138 points. Now this.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Russia opens a criminal probe into the head of the Wagner Group over alleged threats to oust the defense minister. Details from CBS's Ian Lee.
Yevgeny Prigozhin, who leads the Wagner mercenary group, has accused the Russian military of a deadly missile strike on his troops, allegedly killing dozens. In an audio message on social media, he's vowed to march for justice and punish those responsible. Russia's defense ministry has denied the attack, while Russian state media has accused Prigozhin of calling for an armed rebellion.
The U.S. Supreme Court rejects a lawsuit demanding that President Biden's administration boost deportations. More from CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The Supreme Court essentially said that this is an executive branch decision and not for the courts to make.
Louisiana and Texas argued that federal immigration law requires authorities to detain and deport even those who pose little or no risk. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. A Philadelphia Fire Department truck carries all of the city's team mascots. They led the way at the ceremonial reopening of a stretch of I-95 that collapsed earlier this month after a truck carrying fuel crashed and burned. CBS's Dan Snyder reports.
The speed of this rebuild, just 12 days. That was unthinkable 2 weeks ago when this tragedy happened here. Governor Shapiro all smiles today, saying everyone worked hard to make this happen.
Honda is recalling over 1 million vehicles because the rear camera image may not appear on the dashboard screen. WWJ's Jeff Gilbert.
This affects a wide range of Hondas, Odysseys, Pilots, Passports from a number of model years. A connector problem could keep the rearview camera from working. There have been no deaths, no injuries, but Honda has had more than 270,000 warranty claims.
If you're constantly on the hunt for a good deal, then you need Rakuten. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, traveling, dining, and more. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? It's a no-brainer. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's Rakuten. Your cashback really adds up.
European countries hope this is the year they see tourism numbers back to pre-pandemic levels.
The wait definitely and the amount of people that are here was definitely a little bit overwhelming.
More than 14,000 visitors came to the Acropolis in May, 70% more than May of last year. Tourists have been flocking to some of Europe's most famous landmarks at numbers matching or exceeding pre-pandemic levels. Dubrovnik, Croatia's popular Game of Thrones town, has started capping the number of visitors and added a tourist tax. France's famed Calanque National Park is keeping a pandemic-era reservation system, allowing just 400 visitors a day compared to the previous 2,500. For many countries, it's a delicate balance between protecting treasured sites and cashing in on the tourist dollars. Riley Carlson, CBS News, London.
That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Friday, June 23rd, 2023. This broadcast produced by Kathleen Biggins, Lucy Tauss, and Mara Rubens. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show, because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.